Right, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you that we have a daysman. Thank you, Lord, that Jesus can place one hand on you and one hand on us and bring the two of us together in judgment, and that in Christ we can live eternally with you. Lord, let us understand this life and put it in its right perspective and realize that this life is but a light affliction, and then we will be eternally with you. No matter what we're going through, Lord, let us feel the presence of Jesus Christ in our lives. Let us know his comfort. Let us know his word. And Lord, I pray that everyone here will remain faithful to you until the end, no matter what comes across our paths. We ask for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we're looking at our sixth part of the book of Job. And today we're going to be looking at Elihu's discourse. Elihu's discourse. And Job answers several concerns of life. And one of them is this: why do men suffer? Why does it seem on closer examination that evil people seem to prosper and good people suffer? Job was a rich man, the richest in the East, and he would have not have considered these issues in his comfort before his great trial. Job loved God and he gave his heart to him. He was completely sincere, and this is what God calls perfect. He was perfect before God, a man who shunned evil. One of the other main issues of Job is, can you love God unconditionally? You see, Satan is cynical. He believes that God has to give us something for us to love him. That's one of the signatures of Satan and his belief. Brother, are you getting anything out of your faith? Is it working for you? But God believes that Job loves him unconditionally, and for us to do that, we have to believe in a sovereign God, one who does as he chooses, not a God who does what we tell him to do. You see, you cannot put God into debt and call him to owe you a blessing. And so can you remain loyal to God? Can you worship him whether life is good or not? Another issue raised is, can we determine what good is? When life is going well, we say that God is good. Or can we judge him to be bad when life is not going according to our plans? You see, God is God. He's always just. He's always holy. He's always righteous. He's always good, no matter what we are going through in life. Job in one day lost all, yet he worshipped God. And at one point he said, even if I die, God will be my salvation. And many have gone through Job-type experiences, and like Job, they still have to hold on to their faith that somehow God is just, God is holy, God is righteous, and God is good. That he is God. And Job's friends believed something simple. If you sin, God punishes you. And evil men are afflicted and hypocrites are judged by God. But it was not true in Job's case, and I'm sure that it's not true in many cases, and to many that have experienced similar issues. Job maintained that their theology did not fit his case, nor does it fit most cases. Yes, the wicked are punished, and the good will be blessed. But the book of Job, Ecclesiastes, the Psalms and Proverbs shows us that this truth is ultimately an eternal truth. It's not necessarily true to this lifetime. Yet all things work together for good, to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purposes. And so why the suffering? You see, the suffering is there so that Job can realize that this life is not long enough to right all injustice, and that we need an umpire, a daysman, a messiah to bring us and God together so that he can plead our case and that he can vindicate us. Another reason is for us, like Job, to look to our long home, to heaven, to eternity, so that our hope is not on this earth, but that our hope is in Jesus Christ and our eternal home, heaven. Suffering is so that we don't trust in this world or place our hope in this lifetime. You see, we are sojourners in this world. Suffering causes us to put all into perspective. What's it all about? Where am I going? Because death faces us all. So turn with me first to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And we'll read from verse 16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Well, he speaks about this life being a light affliction. In the previous verses, from verse 7, it says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. And the Word of God calls this a light affliction. This life is a light affliction, especially if you put it in the context of eternity. Verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And for in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. And in the context of eternity, this life is but a light affliction. You see, we have hope in Jesus Christ. This life is a vapor. And so where is your hope? You see, sufferings don't make you comfortable in this earth. Sufferings cause you to look up to Jesus Christ and to your redemption, to your daysman, the one that will vindicate us before the Father. Job longed for his daysman to redeem him, to resurrect him and to save him. What he realized in his affliction, we can experience in Jesus Christ. A woman having a baby starts labor pains. She's in travail, she's suffering. But it's for something, there's purpose. Even if she says, I can't go through this, I'd like to go back, I can't do this, there's purpose. And Jesus said, after the child is born, she forgets all the pain for joy that a child is born into the world. You see, the child is a blessing. It's the same type of thing. This life is a light of